Welcome to Signs International Ministries preaching program. Has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, roundtable discussions, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. 316. Now, three prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
"Let there be light."
Put aside the things that are not of me, saith God, but look unto me, that you might hear my voice. For I would speak to my children in these last days, concerning the last days. For thus saith the Lord, beware, understand the work of your enemy, saith the Lord. For the enemy comes to deceive, the enemy comes to destroy, and the enemy comes to kill. I say unto you again, beware of that which is not of me, saith the Lord. For in these last days, that which you cling to will become an idol of worship. That which you cling to above me, is that what you will worship? For I say unto you, even as I have done and am doing a work, the enemy, your enemy, is also doing a strange work. So be not deceived, I have warned you and prepared you, saith God.
Saith your Father God, for it is a troublesome time to the world. It is a troublesome time to the leaders of the world. It is a troublesome time as they think upon all the things that are taking place. For if they do not know me, nor the counsel of my word, nor the things written in my word, they cannot understand the times that you're now living in. They cannot understand how evil things have become, and how much more evil they shall yet become. They do not see the handwriting on the wall, for they look within themselves, they look within their own wisdom and knowledge, they look at things round about and try to come to conclusion of the things that they see in the natural, and yet the only way they can understand them is by the spiritual. And being they are spiritually dead, they do not understand these things, nor see these things that are taking place. But I say to you, saith your Father God, you are my children. I am revealing these things to you, that you can see and know and understand, that you can warn others and tell others, that their blind eyes may be opened, that they will look, and the revelation of my word will open unto them like never before. And they shall walk in the fullness of the power, the fullness of the promise, the fullness of the anointing that I have given for this day and this hour, that they may walk as victors, that they may be overcomers in these evil hours, that the enemy may be put under their feet, that evil is kept from their door, that no harm, no pestilence, no disease comes to their door, for they shall walk as children of the Most High God.
For yea, I say unto ye once more, the cities are not safe for my people. The cities are not safe for those who are mine. Run from them, leave them, for corruption abounds there, and the enemy has taken hold there like no place else. Leave the cities, saith the Lord.
Welcome to Signs of the Times International Radio Broadcasting, to the whole earth by shortwave radio internet, and podcasting. I am working on internet TV, prayerfully coming soon. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shew of them openly, triumphing over them in it. My watchman calling is to make a show of the false and the hidden openly, therefore getting the victory over them. Amen. Stay tuned as I bring you a message by one of the signs ministers. But first this. As we broadcast around the world this Monday evening over Superstation WWRB 3.185, as of the time I made this program, no love gifts to support the radio program have come in for the month of March. So as you listen and enjoy this program, please prayerfully consider helping us stay on the air. This program is listener-supported. No one at Signs of the Times International Ministry is paid anything. So please be assured, we all give our time freely so that you can hear these programs with little expense. So please be assured, all offerings go only to purchase radio time, not stained glass windows or big plush stuffed office chairs. I am sitting in an office chair right now, but it was purchased for $15 at a yard sale. And it's got a couple of pieces of tape holding it together. And I drive a 1997 SUV that I got for under $2,000, but it's in real good shape. The need to support the program in March is $390 due to 5 Mondays, because that extra Monday adds $30 more to the March bill. Now, please listen to this message by one of our signs ministers.
Praise God. It's good to be here again with all my friends. It's always good when we get together once a month like this, and we have our fellowship, and we worship and praise God, and then we bring you the word that God gives to us to give to you out there in the radio land, that you can know the things that are happening. I've entitled this, The Last Days Church. I didn't say churches, I said church. I believe God's only got one church.
Amen.
There may be many different people that belong to the church, but he's only got one body. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you were to study the book of Acts from beginning to end and go over it, you would see a pattern that God has in there for all churches, his churches, because that's the first church. That's the Acts of the first church. And as we look at them, we see some things that are very important. And a matter of fact, I believe that the hour we're living in, if your church is not functioning the way that the book of Acts shows that the church function, you need to get in a church that is. Now that may sound hard. We're not trying to ask you to come to our church or anything like that. But you need to be in a church that acts just like the church did in the book of Acts. I want to read you a scripture verse now out of 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5. We read there, our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power. Now 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, kind of goes along with what I just read there, starting with verse 4 and 5. My message and my preaching was not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not stand on men's wisdom, but on God's power. That's the NIV. Now the Amplified Bible puts it this way. In my language and my message were not set forth in persuasive, enticing, and pleasable words of wisdom, but they were in demonstration of the Holy Spirit and power as proof by the Spirit and power of God operating in me, so that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, human philosophy, but in the power of God. If your church is not flowing in the power of God, if there's not a demonstration of God's power operating in your church, you're missing it somewhere. And if we're not operating in that way, the Spirit of God is not going to be able to tell us and warn us of the things that are to come. I look forward to the gifts of the Spirit and operation in church. I listen very carefully to the words that God says, because he's telling us the things that are going to happen. We hear it on Sunday. We see it take place on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you know? And your church needs to be operating that way. Now, I broke this down into three little sections of what I see in the book of Acts. First of all, know the Word of God. If you don't know the Word of God, if you're not getting the Word of God into your own heart, into your own life, you won't know whether they're preaching the Word of God, whether the message is really from God or not. You won't know what God has said. You won't know what God wants you to do. You can't be all God said you could be. Do you know who you are in God? I mean, boy, you get in the Word, it tells you who you are. Not what you see, or not what you think, but what does God think about you? What did God say in the Word that you could do? You can do what God has told you in His Word that you can do. And if you don't know that Word, you're never going to be in the place that you can function in the fullness of that Word. Get into that Word. You need that Word. You need to operate in that Word. You need to be everything the Word of God says that you can be. The Word of God is living. It's alive, powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It'll pierce right into your heart. Not your mind, but into your heart. You need the Word of God. The second point, you need to be in the place that you can meet every need that is there. Every need. I'm talking about needs now. Acts, the 5th chapter. Go there a minute. We're going to start with verse 12 and read through verse 14. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And they were with one accord in Solomon's porch. And the rest doth no man join himself to them, but the people magnified them. Now listen to this verse. And believers were the more added to the Lord. Multitudes, both of men and women. You know, when there's a moving of the Spirit, when God is moving in powers and His miracles, His signs, His wonders, people are added to the church. If people are added only because your pastor is a comedian, or your pastor seems to have all these wise sayings, all these cute little things, you're not standing on the Word of God. And when the trials and the tribulations come along and begin to beat upon you, you're going to fall because your house is not built upon the rock. But if your house is built upon the rock, you're going to see miracles, signs, and wonders taking place in your church. You're going to see evidence there. When we're first born again, you and I need evidence, whether you know it or not. You know, we like to see something happen just simply because our faith level's not built up enough yet to know that God's Word is true. So we have to see things. And when people see things, they come to Jesus. And if your minister or if anybody in your church is not able to meet the needs that are out there, maybe they need deliverance. Maybe they need a miracle. Maybe they need healing. If they're not able to meet that, then the devil is going to continue to have warfare with them. He's going to continue to work on them. Eventually, he's going to drive them out of the church. I had a man call the other day that needed prayer. Could hardly understand him. He was weeping and crying and begging for prayer. He just come to God now. I mean, he's been like this for 6 years. And the doctors have finally told him there's no help. And so he found our website somehow, and he come for prayer. He come on our chat. I wasn't there, and they gave him my phone number, and he called me, and I prayed for him. Not once, not twice, but 3 times. Because I'd ask him, I said, is the pain gone yet? No. Well, I prayed again. I said, is the pain gone now? He said, no. And I got real angry with the devil and commanded him to take his hands off that man now and to leave now in the name of Jesus. And I said to the brother, is the pain there? He said, oh, no, praise God, it's gone, it's gone. I said, well, thank you. If you need any more help, call me. Can we meet the needs? If we're not meeting the needs, then we're not flowing in the supernatural like God gave to the church to flow in. We're like a doctor in a sense. We're here to meet the needs of the people. So you need to have that. So first we got the Word, now we got meeting the needs. And the last thing that I see over and over through the book of Acts is prayer. Every time they prayed, something happened. Now, I'm not just talking about, you know, having a conversation with God. I'm talking about heartfelt, earnest prayer. Prayer that changes things. We're speaking the words as we pray. We're believing God to do everything that He told us to do. We expect God to move because He said He would do it. And we're praying with everything that we got. We're praying for everything that people bring to us. We're not seeking our own needs. We're not Jimmy. I'll take all God gives me. I'm not after the gimme, gimme, gimme. God gave us to meet the other people's needs. And we've got to pray in such a way, in such a manner, in such a form, that we can reach that need. That's why I kept praying for that man. The first prayer didn't seem to do it for some reason. I wasn't a doubter, he was. The second prayer didn't seem to work. And that's when I got upset. Not with the man, because I knew he was in pain. I got upset with the devil that was trying to show that man that God's word didn't work. And I knew God's word worked. And therefore I come against the devil with everything I had, and the pain left the man. That's praying. That's not just speaking idle words. That's praying. That's exercising the word that God has given to you, speaking it in the name of Jesus. And Jesus said, whatever you ask the Father in my name, I will do it. Are you hearing that kind of prayer? Or are you hearing the begging, the weeping, the crying, Oh Lord, it's me. He said, I've never seen the righteous begging. We're a child of Almighty God. He's our Father. He wants us to come boldly into the throne room, making our requests known unto Him that He can move on our behalf. That's where Jesus is, sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding on our behalf. And when we enter that way and we speak forth the word, Jesus nudges the Father, says, that's one of ours, Dad. That's one of ours. Move. And all of heaven moves on our behalf. It says we can turn around the circumstances. We can change them. And not the kind of change we're seeing in the world either. Whew. We don't want any more of that change. We've had enough of that change. But we want the change God can give us. We want the change that will make our church the most powerful church there is. Can you imagine every city in every state in the United States had one church, just one church, that knew the Word of God, that was able to meet all the needs that the people have, was able to pray like the Bible said, we can pray. I'll tell you, we can make a change. People wouldn't stand outside and mock and laugh. People wouldn't turn and go the other way. We'd have their attention. It wouldn't be some TV ministry. It wouldn't be some TV show with all the flashing lights. It'd be a demonstration of the power of Almighty God. And as that demonstration, as that power of Almighty God begin to move, miracles, signs, wonders, the gifts of the Spirit, whew, all in operation, the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, the discerning of spirits, all in operation, able to minister to all the needs. Some lady come to our church last Sunday night, and I wasn't even preaching, and she went up front. No, it was in Sunday morning service. She went up front, and my assistant stepped down and looked her in the eyes. I stepped back there and thought this was going to be a good challenge for him. I knew he could do it, but she had demons. And she said, I come from prayer. And he looked at her and he said, I saw you when you sat in your seat. And I saw exactly where you were. And she broke down. And his prayer was successful. The Spirit of God had showed him. And that woman knew that none of us knew her. And yet God knew her. And God loved her. And God wanted her set free. Friends, that's what we need for a last day church. That's what we want for a last day church. That's what we've got to have for a last day church. If you're not in a church like that, find one. Or help make your church get to that place. Father, we thank you that your word never goes out and returns void. We thank you for all that you've done this morning, all that you're yet going to do. And we give unto you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
And now a few prophecy news behind the news reports. U.S. Representative Ron Paul, who is seeking to abolish the Federal Reserve, has stepped up his attack, introducing an interim plan that would require the private agency to open all of its books for examination. The Constitution, he said, gives Congress, not the private Federal Reserve, the authority to coin money and regulate the value of the currency. Now Ron Paul's introduced another new plan to reform the manner by which the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System is audited by the Comptroller General of the United States. Matthew chapter 16, verse 3. O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern the signs of the times? Continuing, despite his celebrated speech, has Obama really ordered an end to U.S. occupation of Iraq? One of the main themes of President Obama's campaign was his opposition to the war in Iraq. President Obama's plan to withdraw U.S. troops from Iraq has both been hailed by some as a signal of the coming end of the war, while criticized by others as an extension of occupation. President Barack Obama's administration urgently needs to watch the DVD of The Godfather Now that's G-O-D, Godfather's Saga, especially Larger Than Life Parts 1 and 2, Watchmen Comet, Godfather, G-O-G, and the New World Order elitists will say anything and do anything except reveal their New Age Order plans. When I say Godfather, it refers to the biblical Gog and Magog participants of the coming Battle of Armageddon. Continuing. The following statement is by columnist Joseph Farah. Is it time for revolt? I believe the American government is entering an advanced stage of institutional injustice, corruption, oppression, and tyranny that warrants protest at the very least, and perhaps even defiance if we are to hold on to the ideals of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. Watchman comment. Again, that was by Joseph Farah, reported on WorldNet Daily. I did not say it, but it does make me wonder what is brewing among the U.S. patriots. And also this. Russian scholar says U.S. will collapse next year. If you're inclined to believe Ignor Perin and the Kremlin, wouldn't mind if you did, then President Barack Obama will order martial law this year or next. The U.S. will split into six rump states before 2011, and Russia and China will become the backbones of a new world order. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 20. But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. I would not that ye should have fellowship with devils. Continuing. Hundreds of Mexican prisoners become Christians. At least hundreds of prisoners in Mexico have become Christians after evangelistic shows that included spectacular sports stunts and some preaching. Evangelist said in a statement. Watchman comment. And some preaching? My. We no longer use the Holy Scripture to win converts, but, what do the spectacular sports convert them to? Exodus chapter 34, verse 14. For thou shalt worship no other god, for the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God. Continuing. Muslims protest full head photos for driver's license pictures. Muslims in USA, Minnesota, are speaking out over a bill introduced in the state's House of Representatives that would require all driver's licenses to include an identifying photo that shows the full head and face without any form of headwear. Watchman comment. In the name of their satanic religion, no doubt, just take off the covers like all other Americans. And another. UN to make ban on criticizing Islam mandatory. Muslim-dominated nations at the United Nations are once again pushing a religious plan that would bar worldwide all criticism of their founder, Muhammad, and his teaching. This time, however, the resolution wouldn't allow nations to opt out. Watchman comment. This satanic religion teaches all to kill anyone who will not convert to Islam. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
And you out there in radio land right now, just pray this little prayer with me. Say, Jesus, say it with me if you would, congregation. Jesus, come into my heart. Cleanse me today of all my sins and shortcomings. Wash me in the blood of the Lamb, and I shall be clean. In Jesus' name, I receive you, Lord, as my Savior and my Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
I pray you enjoyed tonight's program, and if it touched you in some special way, please call and let me know with a radio check. Some folks call it a signal report. Call 1-607-201-5663 right now if you can, or wait till the end of the program, but call as soon as possible so you won't forget. Or write Signs, S-I-G-N-S, P.O. Box 122, Lyle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, just abbreviate that, N-Y, zip code 13797 in the USA. With your comments, tithes, you have to pay your tithes somewhere if you're not going to a church, love gifts, prayer requests, and letters of support and blessing. Here is a radio check I have received.
Hello, this is Paul in Kentucky. Listen to you on shortwave 3185. Except good work, Watchman, and God bless.
Thank you, Brother Paul. God bless you. Maranatha. Is there anyone out there listening tonight besides the brother that just gave that radio check? It takes only a few seconds, and the cost is minimal, to call my 24-hour voicemail and record any time. But there is only one line, so if you get a busy signal, please try again. 1-607-201-5663. I really appreciate hearing from every one of my friends, and it goes a long way as it encourages me to stay on the day and time that you're listening to right now on the radio. Please call or write SIGNS, P.O. Box 122, LISLE, NY 13797. Call 1-607-201-5663. Thank you for listening, my friends. I really appreciate your friendship, your fellowship, and your tuning in to this program. You can hear Signs on Mondays at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, Thursdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Saturdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, all, of course, on Superstation WWRB frequency 3.185, heard clearly in the United States, Canada, and around the world. Also, if you have problems listening tonight, and there's a lot of interference on shortwave, just go to my website, and you can clearly hear this program and 300 more with no shortwave interference. www.neaiga.org. There are now over 300 MP3 audio files just like the one you're listening to right now that you can download or listen to free right on the website. neaiga.org. Be blessed, my friends, with Jesus Christ in your heart. You are a winner, and you have nothing to fear about the end times. Revelation chapter 13, verses 4, 5, and 6. And they worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies. And the power was given to him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name, and his tabernacle, and them that dwell in heaven. If any man have an ear to hear, let him hear. Now, my friends, I want to tell you something. Those broadcasters who swear when they open their mouths to bless the name of God, or swear and then give an altar call, and I hear that all the time, on shortwave, they are blaspheming the name of God. And in doing that, they give power to the dragon to steal souls away from God. Amen. That's the truth. Their communion is corrupted. Amen. I pray if that describes you, you will repent and do it right now. And stop before it's too late. And it will be too late soon. Jude chapter 1. And there is only one chapter in Jude, by the way. Verses 22 and 23. And of some have compassion. And I do, brethren, making a difference. And others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire. And I do that too, as many of you know. Hating even the garments spotted by the flesh. Get ready, Jesus is coming. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. You know, my friends, I am aware this kind of preaching against sin will bring in few supporters. But I will not compromise just to get offerings. Jesus loves you, the science ministers love you, and I love you, or I would not keep doing this program. This program is absolute proof of the love of God. Whether you think it or not, it's true. Maranatha, my good friends, Watchman, ending shofar. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.